Who would Memphis Bleek do a versus against?
You know, Nori called me. Nori wanted that smoke. I told him I don't turn down no smoke.
I said Noriega versus Memphis Bleek.
Nah, he called me and we spoke about that. Me and no, that's my guy. I told him I'm with that. We too cool. We need somebody that people really put me against. Somebody like a Santana or a Lloyd Banks.
Oh shit. Tana.
Somebody like that where we could really bring the smoke out. Like,
I want to ask Bleek, Santana though?
Yo, I'm just saying. They said they took over the Rock, right? Let's see.
I was gonna say no.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
I go viral.
Yeah.
I see.
You feel me? There's a lot of people sleep on that Bleek catalog. That shit deep, bro. I was still in preschool when them joints was dropping.
So nobody took over the Rock.
Come on, man. You know the answer to that, Jay.
All right, so today I want to talk about verses. Now, verses is something dope that, of course, we've all been able to check out over time, whether you came in when Nelly and Ludacris had their battle, or you just witnessed Too Short and E-40 put on for the Bay. We saw 2 Chainz and Rick Ross do their thing, and then recently we just saw Keisha Cole and Ashanti go. So I was happy to be a part of checking out verses from the start. You know, when it first started on Instagram during the pandemic and, you know, everybody being at home and the lockdown and everything like that, you know what I'm saying, and quarantine. And so I just always thought it was like a dope idea, and it's giving back to the culture and to a culture that I love so much, you know what I'm saying? But the thing that kind of grinds my gears about it, and I don't know if everybody else feels the same way, we have to stop asking everyone to do one. Or if they could do one, who would they battle in versus? Like, in all honesty, are you really dying to see any and everybody battle each other? Like, why would you want to see? And I guess the idea comes from, so I guess like a few weeks ago, Benzino and Royce da 5'9" got into it because, you know, Benzino still hates Eminem from stuff that happened years ago. But Benzino was like, oh, if it ever came down to a versus, who would you know what I'm saying, like, none of them can measure up with my catalog. And it's like, bro, like, what's your catalog, dog? Like, does Benzino have a catalog? Like, and this is no knock to Benzino, like, he's a legend with The Source and all that, and he still had Rock the Party and Booty, and on one of those albums he had a dope song called Love with Young Ello from the Untouchables and shit, RIP to Huddy 6. But I was just like, why? Like, we've made this to a point where everybody feels like they can do a versus and be a part of versus and stuff like that. And it's like, I mean, it's cool. It's a cool idea that, you know, it's the culture right now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's giving back to the unsung heroes. You know what I'm saying? It's giving back, like I always say, that's what Steak and Eggs is for. It's for the unsung heroes. And that's why I feel so passionate about verses, because it's giving back to those people that deserve it. It's helping them get their streams up. It's helping the fans, you know, remember like dope music, a dope time period or whatever it is and stuff like that. And it's putting newer fans onto something that they didn't know about. And so it's a great idea and a great concept. But at the same time, I don't think it's a platform for everyone. And this might be me being a jerk. It might be me being messed up about it. But I just don't think that everyone deserves to be on there. So it's like, you know, let me know in the comments how you feel about it, man. You know what I'm saying? You can DM us on Instagram at Steak and Eggs. You can inbox us on Twitter and everything like that of how you feel, or you can just comment on the YouTube, and there will be a write-up on this on steakandeggs.com that you can read about as well. But I just think it's very funny, because it's not only did Benzino say that there's no one that can mess with his catalog, like Memphis Bleek even came out and was just like, yo, if I had to do a versus, no one could mess with my catalog. And it's like, the thing that people realize is with Versus, you have to have 20 songs, like 20, I wouldn't even say like Billboard topping hits, but at least 20 hits that people know. Like, you'd have to be a straight fan of Benzino or Memphis Bleek to even know 20 songs from them. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I'm a Bleek fan. I'm a Rockefeller fan. I grew up on it. I wanted to be signed to Rockefeller when I was a kid, when I was, you know what I'm saying, just trying to rap and stuff. Me and my homeboys, man, we just sitting up here trying to figure out, like, yo, who would you be? Who would you be? Yo, if we gonna get down with Rockefeller, we gotta, you know what I'm saying, do this down the floor. So it's like, to hear Memphis Bleek, and it's like, I'm not even mad at Memphis Bleek for his answer. I'm more mad at the person that asked him if he had to do a versus, who he do a versus with. Why are we asking Memphis Bleek who would he do a versus battle with? It makes no sense. Like, and then he was like, you know, I think he said that he would go against Lloyd Banks or whatever it is. And then Lloyd Banks had just said in his new song, Element of Surprise, that, you know, his mixtape Versus could probably win the Versus. And that's the realest shit. Like, I'm a huge Lloyd Banks fan, top five, but it's like, you know, the average person probably doesn't know 20 Lloyd Banks songs. You know what I'm saying? I know 20 Lloyd Banks songs, but at the same time, half of those songs that I know from Lloyd Banks are coming from mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, now we gonna get into mixed, like having verses in it, and we going off of mixtapes. That's one thing, because you've seen when Gucci Mane and Jeezy did their battle, Jeezy was winning by a landslide just off of Thug Motivation 101 alone. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, of course, Gucci was getting him on the diss tracks, but it was like Gucci's catalog was more centered to mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, okay, yeah, he does have albums with a few songs here and there, but it was like Jeezy really has a catalog of actual hits from albums. So it was like a difference. So this is why I say that everyone shouldn't be asked, like, or people are putting up these crazy, like, I think it was like, I saw one last night. It was so crazy. But, you know, of course, you see the people that saying, like, should Ja Rule and 50 Cent do one? And it's just like, it's like, for one, why would we want to see that? Like, and this is not just even on a music basis. It's like, yeah, for the culture, that would be great. But these two guys hate each other. So do we really want to just see two dudes that really hate each other battle? Like, I don't want to see that. I want to see a good time. Like, I would love to see them make amends somewhere else. But that, their beef goes beyond hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Their stuff goes really to streets. So it's like, if I want to see a battle between someone, I would like to see 50 Cent and Cameron, just off of the basis of G-Unit and Dipset being the staples in hip hop that they were. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it was a good battle that we did, Jadakiss and Fabolous. They're homeboys, but they have kind of like, you know what I'm saying? It's like the same ballpark, you know? But yeah, you just see people up and down all day, just like, it'd just be like the most randomest shit. It'd just be like, Bow Wow versus Nick Cannon. It's like, fam, who would want to see Bow Wow battle Nick Cannon in a versus one when Nick Cannon doesn't even have 20 hits? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the rule is you have to come with 20 hits, bro. Who, everybody doesn't have 20 hits, so it'd be just us wasting our time. You know what I'm saying? But it'll be enjoyable, I guess, because it'll put you on to some music you didn't hear of. So maybe Versus could switch their style up into you're allowed to play mixtape records. You know what I'm saying? To really cater to your fans or something like that. But it's like, the matchups have to make sense, and we shouldn't just ask everyone to do a Versus. Like, they're asking newer artists. Like, it could be somebody like Lil Keed or Lil Got It, and it's just like, yeah, if you had to do a versus, who would you do a versus with? Oh, I would do a versus with somebody that doesn't have 20. It makes no sense whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how do y'all feel about it? I actually think it's quite silly. I do think that the Versus thing is something great for the culture, for R&B, for music in general. It's black owned, started by two staples in hip hop, dope producers, and artists with Timbaland and Swiss Beats and stuff like that. So I love that they're giving back like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we needed that. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop is one of the only it is the only genre where after a while, nobody cares about you. You know what I'm saying? They deem you irrelevant. And I always thought that that was whack because Elton John can still be Elton John. Paul McCartney can still be Paul McCartney. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but when it comes down to black culture and hip hop and all this, then fourth, it's like people like, he irrelevant. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember when DMX came to my city a few years ago and I wanted to go see a DMX. And a lot of my friends were just like, why the fuck would you want to go see a DMX? And I'm like, DMX is DMX, my nigga. Like, why wouldn't I go see DMX? You know what I'm saying? But that's just me being a student of the game and loving hip hop that much for me to appreciate something totally different than somebody who loves newer music and it's cookie cutter for them. So it's like, you'll rather be dying to go see, who's a newer artist? Spot 'em, got 'em, the guy that has the Junebug challenge song going crazy right now with his own beatbox. Or you want to go see Pooh Shiesty. And it's like, I feel like there's a lane for them in music as well. But hip hop shouldn't just be centered around new people. You know what I'm saying? It should be, we should be able to give everyone their roses and everyone should be able to be loved and appreciated. But at the same time, I just don't feel like everyone deserves to have a versus battle. You know what I'm saying? And that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. How do y'all feel? Who would you want to see battle? And thinking of it, make it make sense at the same time, you know? Because I mean, people are just throwing out silly stuff, but I mean, this could be a joke, but one of the ones that I saw last night was like J. Cole versus the New Boys. Like, why would we want to see J. Cole versus the New Boys or Joe beating Usher? Like, why would Joe and Usher have a versus battle with each other? I think Joe and Tyrese probably would be great or something like that. But, you know, that's just what was on my mind, that it's kind of like crazy that it's like, you know, really, Benzino? Why would Benzino think he deserves a versus battle? Like, did you see his new video? Like, why would he feel like he deserves a versus battle with what catalog? You're gonna get up there and waste your time. It's gonna be a landslide for whoever you probably battle. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, at the same time, like, nobody would want to see Royce and Benzino battle in a versus, my nigga. Like, why would you want to see that? Or even when people were petitioning for Busta Rhymes and T.I. to battle, and it was just like, they're both legends, but I don't think that the battle makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would Busta and T.I. battle each other? That makes no sense. I feel like Busta and Missy would probably be a great battle just off of the creativity and them being like animated artists, groundbreaking artists in the way that they were with their styles and all that, and the type of music that they made. I don't think that there's a woman that can measure up with Missy Elliott. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. And I think it'd be dope to see Missy go against someone of the ranks of Busta Rhymes. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, people would probably, you know, I can't even think of someone that, like, that's like asking Daz Dillinger to battle fucking Slim Thug or some shit. Like, it'll be silly, bro. Like, why? We just have to stop asking everyone to do a versus battle, or if they got the opportunity to do a versus, who would they go against? Like, we have to stop that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like, it's kind of silly at this point to even think that everyone is deserving of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, bro. You know, but that's just my opinion. Tell me how you feel about it, man. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up, man, or comment. And yeah, man, till next time, I'll check y'all out. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Give a like, comment, and share with your people. Steakandeggs.com is also live, where we blog and we'll have merch very soon for you to check out. Check out our link tree for petitions for justice as well as other dope things. Follow Steak and Eggs on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook. Check out our podcast, where all pods are streamed, including Anchor, Spotify, Apple, and Stitcher. Check out our playlist on AudioMac and Spotify, where we give you dope music. And shout out to all of you who listen every day.